Hi, my name is Chelsea with Voices Live On. I'm here with the U.S. Military Stories. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Brian Schmidt.
Brian Schmidt. Okay, so I have a few questions for you today. What is your ranking, first of all? I'm sorry.
So I actually exited the Marine Corps as a corporal, E4.
Gotcha. Brian, what is your current position helping veterans?
So I'm the Veteran Service Officer for the City of Indianapolis in the Mayor's Office.
Awesome. Okay, so now I do have a few questions for you today. So what are the benefits of veterans telling their life and military stories and saving for their family and future generations?
I think many veterans, would love to share their story more often. Most of them really keep that kind of internally. So I think, Voices Along gives them a great outlet to be able to kind of showcase that, not just to their family, but to their friends and the community at large, because more people do need to know those stories. That way they're able to kind of understand more about, why people become veterans, and, more people need to know veterans within their community.
I agree. And we do, so. Okay, what effects would they receive, like therapy, from each interview session, do you feel like?
Being on
on your side.
On my side, I think just the therapy of participating in an interview, I think it just kind of, helps them kind of, brings them back to those days of that kind of camaraderie that they felt with those fellow servicemen and women. But then also helps to, get them a little bit more engaged in their community and other veterans as well. So I think it could help to open up other doors to get them to expose to different committees or organizations or things that they might even consider being a part of that they would bring such value to in the long run.
So in your opinion, if a veteran could click and listen to their friends and family anytime, any day, speak of their favorite memories and best wishes, do you feel it would help improve effects from PTSD and why?
I think it absolutely would because I think the best cure-all is exposure and is getting out there in the community and exposing that stuff. And, and it helps you become vulnerable. So I think that again, it kind of goes back to what I said a second ago of it, brings them back in and opens them up that community that they long been, that they have, been disengaged from for quite some time. The veterans, a lot of them get out and maybe they didn't get injured, but they still are going through those PTSD symptoms and they don't realize that is just, they're going through just as something as traumatic as those that maybe were injured in combat were. So being able to listen to that, will help kind of steer them back into that community to reengage and to be a part of the community again. I definitely think them listening to their family and friends will help them with their PTSD.
Fundraising for veterans is a goal for Voices Live On. Do you feel that our service could be applied as a fundraiser to any nonprofit, any veteran nonprofit, and why?
Yeah, sure, I certainly would. Because this is a completely different way to engage people, and everyone is looking for new ways to engage, and everybody keeps, it seems that many groups or organizations, not just veterans, but many of them just keep kind of recycling them. The same old way of doing things like this, and the Voices Live On opens up a complete new door to be able to engage veterans, not just from your local community, but from neighboring communities and even from across the country. So, I absolutely think that value is there.
Do you think veterans would enjoy storytelling events that their memories could be saved for their families and listen to other veteran stories?
Yes, certainly. Again, one of the things that veterans, they live it, but then it is a memory. And then, as we all know, memories fade over time. Having that readily accessible, just like whether it be your service medical records, looking up to see where you deployed to or things like that, having those key details, not just from your own experiences, but from other veterans that you served with, I absolutely think not help you, not necessarily, not to necessarily relive some of those experiences, but to just be able to kind of remember, remember that shared camaraderie you had with those other people, and to be able to kind of share that knowledge with those veterans in the future or your family members that might want to kind of understand a little bit more about who you were as a person during those years.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that perspective today, Brian. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure speaking with you.